This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. We are just 1 hour away from the presidential swearing-in ceremony at the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. Despite security warnings, President-elect Biden declined to move today's ceremony indoors and instead will address a small, socially distant crowd on the west front of the Capitol, surrounded by more security than ever. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Biden will be administered the oath of office by Chief Justice John Roberts. Kamala Harris will be sworn in by Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Biden's speech will center on the theme of America United. After, former Presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama will help the two lay a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. Because of the pandemic, much of this year's inaugural parade, as well as the nighttime balls, will be slimmed down or virtual, with Biden taking part in a televised concert with some big-name performers. I'm Julie Walker.
Joe Biden will sign 15 executive actions after he is sworn in, as U.S. President, aides said, undoing policies put in place by outgoing President Donald Trump. To address the crises of the pandemic, the economy, climate change, and racial inequity, Biden will sign the executive orders and memorandums in the Oval Office in the afternoon, the incoming press secretary said. U.S. President Donald Trump has left Washington, D.C. for the final time as president, hours before leaving office as the only chief executive impeached twice. Mr. Trump bid farewell to a nation bitterly divided and boycott his successor's inauguration, the first president to do so in more than 150 years. In some of his final remarks before boarding Air Force One for Florida, he told reporters, "It's been something very special." This is VOA News. At least two people were killed Wednesday when a huge explosion ripped through a building in Madrid in what appeared to be caused by a gas leak, officials said. The emergency services tweeted two people had died while another person was seriously injured and six others had suffered light injuries in the blast. Hundreds of police and rescuers filled the streets at the scene, a building next door to an elderly care home. No one there was hurt, according to the home's website. Images from the scene showed the walls on the top four or five stories had been blown out with debris littered everywhere. Prime Minister Boris Johnson of the United Kingdom dismissed calls for an inquiry into his government's handling of the coronavirus pandemic Wednesday, as the UK's death toll neared 100,000 and his chief scientist said hospitals were looking like war zones. Johnson has been accused of reacting too slowly to the crisis, failing to supply sufficient protective equipment, and for bungling the testing system, although the United Kingdom has been swift to roll out a vaccine. There have been calls for a public inquiry from some doctors and bereaved families into the handling of the crisis. More Europeans have died in Britain than anywhere else from the coronavirus. They have the world's fifth worst number of deaths after the United States, Brazil, India, and Mexico. The German government is not making concrete preparations for border checks and is hoping they can be prevented to avoid highly transmissible strains of the coronavirus being brought in from abroad. This, according to an Interior Ministry spokesperson Thursday. Chancellor Angela Merkel warned Tuesday her country may need to consider curbs if other European countries do not act to halt the spread of the coronavirus, and particularly its more transmissible variants. She and state premiers agreed Tuesday to extend the lockdown for most shops and schools until February 14th as part of a package of steps to try to rein in the virus. Zimbabwe's Foreign Affairs Minister, Sibusiso Moyo, who gained world prominence for announcing the 2017 coup that ousted Robert Mugabe, died from coronavirus Wednesday, the government said. 61-year-old Moyo was the face of the November 18, 2017 coup, which toppled the country's autocratic president. An Istanbul court resumed the trial of seven Turkish suspects Wednesday, accused of helping smuggle former Nissan boss Carlos Ghosn in a large musical instrument case from Japan to Lebanon. The trial is trying to piece together the details of how the French-Lebanese-Brazilian national fled Japan in December 2019. By remote, Diane Roberts.